This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A 67-year-old former world leader, Prime Minister of Japan, was shot, showing no vital signs after he was shot in the streets. He's campaigning. A suspect was arrested on site for attempted murder, and a gun has been picked up. We're talking about Abe Shinzo, the former PM who had great relations with the United States and did what he could to make sure that those relations got better. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us here on my show, America Tonight. Still a lot of fallout over the sadness many are feeling because of the 4th of July terror that unfolded in Highland Park, Illinois. A lot of GoFundMe pages are being set up, and a lot of gold is going in that direction. Meaning, in all seriousness, people are donating whatever they can, $10, $20, and it's just adding up, especially for the two-year-old boy who was orphaned. There's another little boy who, so far, for his family, over $500,000 has been raised. He's in the hospital on a ventilator because his spine was severed, so he won't be able to walk, according to doctors, and lucky to survive. It is just awful, the stories that we hear, because there were people that were killed, and then there were people who are now dealing with the surgeries and where they were hit and all those sort of things. And more keeps coming out about the shooter. And what about the MO, and what did we know, and his just kind of dead stare through video when he was charged. But, you know, they're talking about what did anyone know, and did anyone see anything? I mean, it's the same things that we hear whenever there's any kind of a mass shooting, but he had planned this and then was planning another one, which we've talked about before on the show, and luckily that did not happen, right? Didn't happen. And I know many of you, because I can tell by the emails you're sending, are feeling that heaviness that all of us are feeling. In driving around today, I was looking at some of the really huge American flags in my neighborhood and around my neighborhood. There's a lot of military folks in the suburb where I live, and all the flags were at half mast, and you knew immediately, of course, the reason for that is because of that tragedy on the 4th. The Highland Park Parade gunman's father isn't claiming any responsibility over the shooting, because a lot of people are questioning that, questioning the you know, the fact that he helped his son get a gun. It was legally purchased and all of that, but that he thought he was going to use the guns for something else. And so he's saying, I'm, you know, not responsible for what happened. And, of course, people are looking for who can take responsibility for this. But, you know, what could have been done, what could have been put in place to stop it. I mean, there's so many of these if, and what if this, and, you know, what if that. And also the gunman's father, Cremio is his name, it's Robert Cremio, who was the shooter, said that it took his family by complete surprise, that they had no idea, they could never have imagined it, and had no indication that anything like this was, you know, was going to happen. That he filled out the consent form to allow his son to go through the process. They did the background check, and that's it. And he thought he was going to really use the guns at a shooting range. So really washed his hands of, you know, what happened. Had no clue, as he said, that was what he was going to do. And says he's not culpable for his son's attack. And there's a lot of people that are arguing the opposite of that because of things that had happened in the you know, in the past. And so there are documents that show some of the interaction with his family, and there's questions about that and whatnot. We're just in the beginning of more details of the reasons, the motivations, and I think more of that's going to pour out in the next couple of days and couple of weeks. Boris Johnson surprised a lot of people, and talk about allies, worth mentioning this. He was ultimately forced to resign as the UK Prime Minister on Thursday. Dozens of members of his party quit the government after one ethics scandal was just too many. So it's interesting, because of that, UK stocks rose in response to reports that he was preparing to stand down. So the pound actually gained some ground, recovering from two-year lows that had happened earlier in the week. His popularity outside of Parliament was really dented by inflation and the stagnation in the British economy, cost of living crisis, and what they're facing there. And the trade war with European allies is a very, very big problem. So we'll see who comes out next as the Prime Minister. Right? And this is a referendum, in a way, on Brexit. And that was his big achievement in government. But it's exacerbating the labor shortage and increased costs for businesses to operate. It came around and really bit them, right? Bit them big time. So Boris is out. Who knows who is in, who's going to step into that role. James Caan, beloved actor Sonny Corleone in The Godfather, that was his role, dead at the age of 82. His family just announced that he died on the evening of July 6th. He had some iconic roles in some of the movies that he played in, including the fun movie in 2003, Elf. He didn't want to really play that role, but Will Ferrell apparently talked him into it, and he was brilliant, brilliant in that role. I guess he said he just didn't like the idea of it, but then he was convinced to join the project, and he was very, very funny. Funny in it, excellent. And so many other roles, whether they were dramatic or they had some humor in it, I think he could do both of those equally brilliantly. I am familiar with a lot of his work, and some of you are too, if you think about it, right? He might not immediately pop into your mind, but if you kind of go back to different days, he will. You will remember him. Oh, yeah, that's the guy. I remember. Yeah. I saw him in this, I saw him in that. He has one of those faces. One of the strangest stories, I'll just briefly mention it. You know, there's a lot of lightning in some places over the summer, especially William Friend, the husband of One Tree Hill star Bevan Prince, died on Sunday at the age of 33. He was struck by lightning. He was killed while he was on a boat near Masonboro Island in North Carolina during a storm. Oh, how awful is that? People responded to the scene right away. They tried to do CPR, but it just could not revive him. Very, very, very sad. Go to the man cave next.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe
you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave.
We had so much to talk about in the man cave. Rafa Nadal out at Wimbledon. His injury was so bad he decided, oh, I can't go back on the court and play Nick Kyrgios. So huge for Kyrgios, who now is in the finals. Brittany Griner in court admits to the marijuana in Russia. They're going through a trial. It's not expected to wrap up until August. And then a plethora of other things that we're going to talk about, including Baker Mayfield getting dished to the Panthers. I mentioned it the other day. Now there's been some reaction to that. But I have to mention this at the top. Alex Knutson, who, of course, is the technical maestro for the show, mentioned to me when we were off the air that the founder of Yu-Gi-Oh!, and I'm familiar with Yu-Gi-Oh!, if you look at anime, it still is huge. He was on a snorkeling trip, and apparently at the southern Okinawa, the tip of Okinawa Island, he was found wearing an underwater mask, a snorkel and fins, and dead. And Yu-Gi-Oh! Means King of Games. And so it's about this spiky-haired teen, Yugi, who gets an ancient puzzle that awakens him in the alter ego of an Egyptian pharaoh. And he solves conflicting, you know, conflicts using games. And it was really, really popular. It was, I'm going to call gaming part of sports, but the game gained the Guinness World Record for best-selling trading card game in history. Sold more than 22 billion cards. I mean, that's how big it was. And it became such a franchise. Video games, books, toys, figurines, all of that. So he was found offshore, and they don't suspect any kind of foul play, but incredibly sad. I mean, they are investigating it as a possible crime or possible accident. So it's not official, but it doesn't look like it's any kind of foul play. Let's say that, right? Okay, I mentioned Brittany Griner at the top of this, and she's in for a haul. I mean, who knows what happens with this story, because with her, because I think with our relationship with Russia, they don't want to make an example of her. Putin does want to use her as a pawn. I mean, give me a break. She's a WNBA superstar, plays for Phoenix, and she played on a gold medal winning two USA teams too. So she entered a guilty plea on Thursday and could face up to 10 years in prison in Russia. So the Phoenix Mercury player told the court, "I'd like to plead guilty, but there was no intent. I didn't want to break the law. I was rushing to pack, and that's what it was all about." I mean, that's, you know, accidentally. I don't think they're going to have any leniency. I mean, I don't think so. The Biden administration says Griner's been wrongfully detained. There was a little bit of a push for that, but nothing has happened to this point. This is a big story about Rafa Nadal. He withdrew from Wimby because of an abdominal tear on the eve of the semifinal match against Kyrgios, 22-time Grand Slam champion. And he was suffering during a 5-set tiebreaker, a win over American Taylor Fritz on Wednesday's quarterfinals. And he was saying he'd hoped he'd be ready to play on Friday. But he told the officials at Wimbledon after a 45-minute practice on Thursday he could not compete. He said, "It makes me very sad to say that." So now Kyrgios will be in his first Grand Slam final. Well, just like that. And he plays the winner of Friday's other semifinal between number one seed Novak Djokovic and number nine seed Cameron Norrie, who's British. And you can bet that place is going to be very loud and cheering for Cam. And we'll see what happens for Nadal. He won Wimby in 2008 and 2010. He holds the men's record for most Grand Slam titles. But he was looking really, really good until he wasn't. I mean, that kind of an injury, he can't play through that. That would be crazy and too risky for his health, period, you know, overall. Just not a good thing at all. The NFL is serving up training camps pretty soon. Woohoo! Which means we're getting ready for Nail the Score. You know, I do the fantasy football thing and I'm in a couple of different leagues. Yes, I know. So here's what's interesting. The Raiders hired the NFL's first black woman team president. How about that? Vegas attorney Sandra Douglas Morgan is going to be the new prez. She was born in Vegas, and she was previously a chairwoman and executive director of the Nevada Gaming Control Board. And she has had a lot of those kinds of roles, and she's a litigation attorney for an international gaming and hospitality company. So she kind of really fits that. She fits the bill, and I think this is good. She'll be good for the city and good for them, and is a native to Las Vegas, and that makes complete sense because of her huge ties to the community. So Baker Mayfield is going to try to put new life into his career. You know, he's very funny in his commercials. We've all seen them. But it wasn't funny for Cleveland fans when he was up and down. But he was really well-liked. He was drafted in 2018, number one draft choice for Cleveland. So he is now going to be part of the Panthers. They picked him up from the Browns after months of trade discussions. And he actually greased the wheels to make this happen by fixing the money gap. He agreed to forego $3.5 million of his $19 million fully guaranteed contract for the 2022 season, but he can earn it back through performance incentives. So the Browns have to eat $10.5 million of the contract. The Panthers pay $4.85 million, And in return, Carolina will send back a 2024 fifth round pick, which will turn into a fourth rounder if Mayfield wins the starting job, should he win the starting job and play in at least 12 games for the Panthers. So pretty interesting. But he may have some competition. Sam Darnold, who at one point was really playing well when he played for the Jets. He was the number three pick in the same draft that Baker Mayfield was in, where he was one. He was three. He was picked by the Jets. That makes it pretty interesting to see what it's going to be like for the Panthers. He's had a change of scenery before, if you think of his college career. Sometimes that helps. Something changes, something snaps, you know, whatever, into place, and maybe that happens for him. I think there's a lot of upsides with Mayfield, and it could be that the future is weird. It seems so secure in Cleveland, but it could be that Carolina offers what he, you know, ultimately needs. We've seen that happen with other people. Hall of Fame. Yes, there are 54 Pro Football Hall of Fame semifinalists. Mike Shanahan, Mike Holmgren are on the list. Shanahan led the Broncos to consecutive Super Bowl titles. Holmgren won with the Green Bay Packers. And there's 27 others, including New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft and longtime Raiders CEO, boy, she's been there forever, Amy Trask. And then you have a list of former players that include five-time Pro Bowl corner Lester Hayes, Pro Bowl quarterback Ken Anderson, the Snake, Roger Craig, running back. Just interesting to see all of the different players, and I wonder who gets in, who gets picked off the list. And, of course, there's the senior committee. They meet in August to set up three seniors for final consideration as members of the class of 2023. But it sounds so weird to say that, doesn't it? 2023. But yes, it's true. Time keeps on tick, tick, ticking, right? Einstein? Time is an illusion, except for when you're playing for a championship. Then you either want to stretch it or shrink it, depending on where you are in relation to your opponent. It just depends. That's all I'm saying. Just depends. There was a letter to Congress that was interesting. Advocates for minor leaguers sending letters to Congress asking for same protections that are extended to the Major League Baseball players. We'll see if that gets anywhere. I think it's a great idea. They're fighting for higher salaries but expanded rights for 5,000 minor league players, in fact. And the committee is looking at that possibility.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
With Russia's military action in Ukraine in its fifth month, Russian President Vladimir Putin warned Kiev that it should quickly accept Moscow's terms or brace for the worst, adding that Russia has barely started its action.
Speaking at a meeting with leaders, Putin accused Western allies of fueling the hostilities, charging that the, quote, West wants to fight us until the last Ukrainian, end quote. A pipeline has exploded in Fort Bend County, Texas. The Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Management in Fort Bend County shared photos of the scene on their Twitter account, writing that the explosion occurred in an area that is isolated in a field and all of the area surrounding is restricted. This is USA Radio News. Actor Denzel Washington and Olympic gymnast Simone Biles topped the list of notables at a Medal of Freedom ceremony at the White House. President Biden awarded medals to 17 distinguished Americans. Other recipients include U.S. women's soccer star Megan Rapinoe and former Arizona Congressman Gabby Giffords, who survived a near-fatal injury during a deadly mass shooting in Tucson in 2011. Apple co-founder Steve Jobs and Arizona Senator John McCain will be awarded medals posthumously. The White House says the Medal of Freedom is awarded to, quote, individuals who have made exemplary contributions to the prosperity, values, and security of the U.S., world peace, and other significant societal, public, and private endeavors, end quote. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Babylon lovers are Babylon lovers.
Oh, 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 sweet love on your man. Hey, take some sick man. The dance here with me all the time. You promise, April, that's your mind.
I'm on you. See you later. How you feel?
Is in our virtual green room. She's an author that's written the Southern Dom series, and we're going to talk about that, what the series is about, these novels, these characters, and how she pulled this all together. Lorelei, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So what started you into, first of all, writing and coming up with the Southern Dom?
Well, I've been writing all of my life, really, but nothing was ever publishable, in my opinion, until I started reading some kind of niche genre books like erotic romance. And I have to thank Sylvia Day, E.L. James, Shayla Black, and many other authors for making me feel like it was okay to start moving the characters out of my head and into my own books.
And so you start this series and you come up with these ideas and like you said, the characters out of your head. Are these, some of these based loosely on people you know or things you've observed throughout your life?
Yes. Yes. They are my principal characters are bits and pieces of many people that I know. And actually, this first hero in the first book, the of Passion Ignited, is actually the combination of people that I would love to run into sometime, because I would just be thrilled to death to meet him and get to be friends with him.
And you talk about, and you, when you say get to be friends with him, you're talking about a guy named your character, Tommy Rollins. What's he like?
Tommy Rollins is a little unfulfilled in his life. He was in the military. He was in the Navy and the Marine. He's a part-time nurse. And he's been all over the world, and he's interested in BDSM, but where he ends up retiring to as a part-time emergency room nurse, he's just not finding the woman that he's looking for who completes him. And unannounced, he runs into her on a golf course. Golfing is one of my favorite hobbies, and it is also Tommy and Claire's favorite hobby. And they are introduced by mutual friends, and it's the relationship doesn't start out very well that first day. There's some tension, but there's also that magnetic attraction that just grows and grows. And by the end of the day, they know there's something there that they want to explore, and they do.
And when you and I talked off the air, you said there is a real, and talking about this story and talking about the series, there is a real, in the book industry, there's a real niche for this. There's a lot of people that want to see themselves in these books, right?
My characters are older, as am I, and my idea for writing older characters was the fact that baby boomers are retiring in massive numbers, and they like to read, and they'd like to see themselves in some book now and then. So I'm trying to fill that void by writing older characters because, you know, we may be a little older, but we're not dead yet, and we still have a lot of life in it.
We're speaking to Lorelei Tiffin, and we're talking about the Southern Dom series. And the second one, you talked about Passion Ignited. The second one is Passion Transcended. So we won't tell everyone everything because obviously you're carrying all this over. But what's a little bit of a twist in this book?
There are a number of twists in the book. Tommy and Claire's DS relationship starts out as fairly bland. They treat each other with a lot of respect, but he's always in charge. And that bothers her independent nature sometimes. But in the second book, they go deeper into that DS relationship. And at the point where they're about to really go into a formal, dominant, submissive relationship, there's an accident that turns everything on its ear. And how they come out of that was a surprise to me. I would sit down and start writing, and all of a sudden I would be somewhere that I hadn't intended to go with these characters, but it ended up being exactly where I wanted it to be. And that happens to me a lot. So Tommy and Claire will continue in this second book with Passion Transcended, but their relationship will evolve over time.
Ooh. All right. That's great. That's what you want a novel to do, grab you and want you to read on and on. The Sweet Second Chances. Tell us about Sweet Second Chances.
Sweet Second Chances was actually the second book that I wrote, but it looked like it was going to be the more publishable of the books that I was writing. For one particular reason, I was still working full time. And I worked for a fairly conservative company, which is one of the reasons I came up with, Lorelei Tiffin as the writer of these books. But Sweet Second Chances, these characters are a little younger. They're in their 50s, and it's a little bit more light and fluffy, I'll say. They don't have the BDSM relationship. They're just older characters trying to find an adequate partner in their semi-retirement to, you know, to travel forward with, basically. And there is, once again, that magnetic attraction. This couple had met when they were very, very young, but they both had other ideas. They had no intention of settling down together. They meet 30 years later, courtesy of mutual friends, and that magnetic attraction is still there, and they decide they're going to pursue it. Ooh. It's a great story.
Ooh. All right, so again, all these books you can get on Amazon, of course, Barnes & Noble, anywhere where good books are sold, and look for Lorelei Tiffin. And I know that you have more books coming out too, right?
I do. The third book in the Southern Dom series involves a character that was born basically in Passion Transcended, but by the end of that book, I liked her so much, she really needed her own book. And I'm not going to give anything away except that she's my favorite dominatrix. So she's the mistress in my life.
And it, you know, it sounds
she's a great girl.
It sounds like you're having so much fun writing these, and you kind of said this when I asked you about the demographic, but what do you hope people take away from reading any of your novels?
I just want people to know that reading is a good thing to do, and reading about people their own age is a great thing to do, and I have a saying, it's read often, read romance, and of course, read Lorelei Tiffin. I want people to feel like you can find true love and romance at any age. You don't have to be 18, 21, 25 to find that perfect person, that other half of yourself. You can find that any age, anytime.
Anything. I like it. I like it. I got a couple hashtags in there for sure. I like yours, though. Lorelei, thanks so much for coming on.
Well, thanks for having me, Kate. I've had a marvelous time.
So interesting listening to Lorelei and her passion and coming up with the road that she's on. And I got a little curious about the history of romance novels. I've talked about this before about my mother and the fact that she's this brilliant woman. And guys liked her, men liked her, but women liked her because she was just engaging all the way around. And she had this, she was so smart, but she had this really wild secret. When she died, I found, I'm not kidding, just like so many romance novels that she had piled up underneath her bed because she had read them and put them under her bed. And it was, I mean, I knew like she read them because she read serious stuff. She read spy novels, all of that. But here she had, you know, also this whole penchant for romance, which I think is an escape. I talk about escapes, you know, on this show, especially in the world that we live in now. So I look back at the history of romance novels and you think, in modern times, at one point, Harlequin, right? That became a division of HarperCollins. They were just pumping out the pulp, pumping it out, all kinds of steamy romance novels. But you go back to Gone with the Wind. I mean, Gone with the Wind was published in 1936. And the big threat in that, it's not always talked about, it's not technically classified in any way as romance novel, but it had a big influence on that genre, with a lot of novels copying the setting, the themes, the whole idea of that. If you looked at 1938, there was Rebecca, which was a bestseller, and that really invigorated that kind of whole romance category too as well. And it's just so interesting to look. You could go back to Jane Austen, of course. You could go back to you know, the Bronte sisters if you wanted to really go back in time. But romance has been a genre that's been around for quite some time. All right, stay with us.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original Pure Pal D'Arco Super Tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pal D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pal D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Sabrina Metter joins us, and the name of her book is The Day That I Loved. I am thrilled to take you to France to have this conversation with her, and we're going to let her tell you the name of the book in French. It's beautiful. So, Sabrina, first of all, welcome, and tell us the name of the book in French.
Le jour où j'ai aimé.
Oh, beautiful. Tell us about the book. Why did you write the book?
Well, I write this book because I am raised by a Russian pedocriminal worker, and to save my head and the head of my son, and to not finish my days in a hospital psychiatric and a psychiatric hospital, because when I went to the police 25 years ago to help a children that asked me to help her, I went to the police, and this criminal network tried to push me to the death, and I was interned illegally in a hospital psychiatric, and without a diagnostic, they give me a lot of medicine. And since that day, all that I say, the hospital say, yes, you are illness, is not true, and it's true. So I write this book to say all the things that I can't say to the hospital or the psychiatrics because they think that I am ill. And I couldn't prove where I lived because these people act in the obscurity. And so it was very difficult to me to go to the police and say, look, because there was no, there was in the obscurity, we fight in the obscurity. They didn't was trust. I don't know how to say it's presque, it's invisible. The fight is invisible. It's in the, I don't know how to say, but in the book, I explain how I fight resisting, this Russian pedocriminal network. And today with this book, light is entering in my life. So, the light is entering also in the world because these people can act like they act because they are in the obscurity. And with my book, I put the light in those people and how those people act in the world. And in my book, I talk about symbols, that is the language of the criminals and of the some political people that are Mason. I don't know how to say in English. So in my book, I show this world, this underground world.
Wow. So what an incredible undertaking by you. How did you come out on the other side? How are you now?
Well, because I resist, because I write my book because I write, I make art in Instagram. I talk with the journalist and I fight with my pen and with my pen and with the art. I fight with my with the writing my book and with art. That's how I fight.
Yes. What do you want people to know? They hear our conversation and they think, wow, what a story. And they want to read your story. They want to read The Day That I Loved. What do you want them to walk away with? What do you hope people take away from hearing our conversation and reading your
book? Well, there is several things. The first of all is show this new era that we are living. That it's the era of the symbols that comes from psychology, that it's new. It's new with Freud. It's not like philosophy. It's not like mathematics. It's very new. And second, I want light in the world. And third, I say that it's possible to everything is possible if we believe. And everybody said me, you are crazy, you are crazy, you are crazy. And I believe in what I lived. And because I believed, I decided to write, even if everybody told me that I was crazy. I was understood. And as everybody said me that I was crazy, I feel crazy. And to be this book was my medicine. With this book, I stopped to felt crazy, and now I am everything is okay. Everything is okay, and they told that I was a schizophrenic, and I was sure that I didn't was a schizophrenic. So I fight to prove to the world that I didn't was a schizophrenic. Yes, and so I think everything is possible if we believe. Yes, that's what I want to say to people. It's complex and very simple at the same time.
Wow. So that had to be hard going through that. But now that you've written this book, does it feel good to have the book out there?
Yes, it's feel very good because I save my head and I save the head of my child. So I'm very happy to have the opportunity to publish this book. And in France, I was blocked. Nobody want to publish me. Yes, it was very difficult to publish my book in France. So I am lucky that this publisher, American publisher, is publishing me, because in France it's very difficult for me to publish. And with this book, light is entering in my life and in the world.
Ah, I love that. What a perfect place to end this. Light is entering into the world. Sabrina Metter, what a courageous person you are. The day that I loved. Thank you for coming on. You can get the book on Amazon, right? And other places where good books are sold.
Yes, welcome. Thank you to you.
With a handful of minutes left in the show, I wanted to talk about this verdict. Theranos fascinated me. What happened with Elizabeth Holmes? How they pulled people in, because our desire to walk into, just the ease of it, to be tested, to walk into a pharmacy and be tested and know whether you had cancer. Can you imagine that? And other diseases. So Sonny Balwani, who is the former CEO of that failed blood testing startup Theranos, which has been movies made about it, and there have been documentaries, and he, of course, the ex-boyfriend also of the founder, Elizabeth Holmes, was found guilty of defrauding investors on Thursday and patients. Now, the jury deliberations, it was wild, took 4 days, and this trial got underway back in March. Think about that. Opening statements in March, and now we're just seeing this all wrap up. They found him guilty on all 12 charges that he faced. It included 10 counts of federal wire fraud, 2 counts of conspiracy to commit wire fraud. During the Holmes trial, a separate jury acquitted her on charges pertaining to defrauding patients, but they didn't reach a unanimous verdict on 3 of the charges that also concerned defrauding investors. So here's the interesting part about this. He along with Holmes, maneuvered what they maneuvered with Theranos. And he, I guess, in the court showed no emotion when they read the verdict out loud, just huddled with his legal team, because he's going to have to wait till November to find out what does that mean. How much time is he going to get? He faces up to 20 years in prison, fine of $250,000 plus restitution for each count of wire fraud and conspiracy, and each conspiracy count too. Elizabeth Holmes is going to be sentenced in late September, and boy, the road to this is so unlikely. She was such a hero. There was a great, as I said, there was a lot of movies and a documentary that was made about her and Theranos, their relationship, everything that happened. If you want to watch something fascinating, watch The Dropout. It is a really big eye-opener about Elizabeth Holmes and what happened there. And of course, it's one of those mini-series things, but it's so, so well done. So well done. Thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Mickey Count, everybody.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.